5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A restaurant in Belmore hosted an event for Valentine's Day and only invited couples that were married for 50 years or more.
I mean, that would cut down on the line, you're thinking.
Right. Like, right? The buffet line's got to be pretty short at that point.
Sure. Listen, right? We're not going to do the senior discount that day, but you won't have to fight through those youngins to get to your table.
It's Anna and Raven. And, of course, what they did is they asked them, what is the key to being married so long?
Right, right.
This is 91-year-old Norman Berkowitz. He's been married 67 years to his wife, Jean.
The secret staying married so long is to not grieve over everything. Let life go by and go with it. Go with the tide. Go with the punches. And the point is, you make a commitment and you have to love the person you're living with. You have to know what each one likes, which one dislikes. You have to care about the other person more than yourself.
What I've realized about couples that have been married for so long, yeah. And I don't know if you realize this, about halfway through, listen to the background, hon.
Go with the tie. Go with the punch.
Right, you hear that?
Right.
Jean just jumps right in.
She starts working them along.
Yeah.
Right. You better not forget this when you're talking about how it is that I care for to be loved.
You know,
and it sounds like he keeps a lot of lists, right? He's like, know what they like. Don't forget this, right? Like, he's got lists.
But it's funny because we always joke when we have couples court every morning at 7:40 that there's always that one guy that calls and says, happy wife, happy life.
Sure.
And Raven and I always giggle about it. But the truth is, I think for a lot of these marriages that have lasted the test of time, it's kind of like they really want to cater and make their wives happy. It seems to be like the one thing that always is consistent.
Oh, I heard what you said. Suckers!
No.
That's what I heard you said.
Happy wife, happy life. This is 88-year-old Star Rickman.
Find somebody who shares your values. Because that's what lasts. Lots of things don't last. Looks don't last. Teeth don't last. Hair doesn't last. But values last. Find someone good that basically, you know, is grounded. Really, it's going to be there in the long haul. Because it's a long haul.
I mean, hair certainly doesn't last and teeth don't last. That was awakening for me. I'm like,
he nails it. He's like, I haven't been good looking for 30 years. But you know what I love is that everybody at the table, everybody is talking. Nobody's listening to each other. They're all just talking out loud, right? There's 1,000 voices going on here.
Oh, the best part is that what they don't air in that interview is, so she had met her husband, who she'd been married to for, I think they said like 67 years or something crazy like that,
sure,
at a New Year's Eve in the city, and she called it a wild hootenanny.
Right.
And they asked why they never broke up, and she said, we're cowards. We're afraid that what's out there may be worse.
Right.
That's
a good conversation.
Right?
Whenever you're fighting over something petty, you just look at each other and go, well, what are really your percentages of success?
But like,
after you leave here.
Am I going to do better? Probably not.
Nobody leaves here alive. No.
You want to stay married? Just go on Tinder. Start swiping, and you'll be like, no, I'm good. I'm good here.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint. Batteries. Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money